9 minutes after 7. Governor Ned Lamont's trucks-only tolls plan has divided lawmakers at the Capitol. Now, he was hoping the Democrats would support it coming back from the holiday break.
Right.
But they now say it will come only with certain conditions. The latest plan is to impose tolls only on 18-wheelers. Box trucks and buses would be excluded. So if you have one of those cube trucks, and my company had them. We've had a couple. So box trucks and buses would be excluded. Legislative leaders say they have enough votes among Democrats to pass it, but there are apparently a lot of conditions that lawmakers want before they will vote. Now, the leader of the state Senate, Senator Martin Looney, says he believes there are enough Democrat votes in the Senate to pass the latest trucks-only toll plan by the narrowest of margins. He says there are a potential 18 Democratic votes in the Senate if certain concerns are addressed. That would allow Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz to vote to break the tie in the 36-member Senate. Now, if you remember, we had Senator Len Pisano on a couple of days ago, I think on Tuesday, so 2 days ago, and he had predicted that, and based on this new report, it sounds like he hit the nail on the target. Senator Looney putting it this way, quote, "We have a contingent consensus of 18 members who have not rejected the concept of a bill to toll trucks on bridges only," end quote. Looney says senators want a guarantee that there will be some kind of oversight board to oversee what projects DOT is doing, in explicit language that there is no support of any kind for tolling passenger cars because Democrats are certain Republicans will use any hint of that in the fall elections against Democrats. It's got that right.
That's for sure.
They also want guarantees to expand bus service in urban areas. Now, the Speaker of the House, Joe Arosemowicz, has now stated he is comfortable that he has enough votes to pass the trucks-only tolls plan, but hinted there are similar conditions, adding, quote, "There's some questions left to be answered. There's the finality of the bill actually being written up and getting the bill in their hands so they can read it, but I still feel very comfortable that we can move forward," end quote. The Republican leader of the Senate, Senator Len Pisano, who has his own no-tolls plan, says that he doesn't believe the Democrats have the votes for tolling. He says, quote, "Look, if they had the votes, they'd vote. We all know how this building works. It's really simple. If you have the votes, you vote. If you don't have the votes, you wait. And then you vote." End quote. Well, listen, I don't know when that quote from Len Pisano was taken, but I can tell you this. We had him right on this show.
He was tremendous.
Tuesday.
Whoa.
2 days ago.
Laid it on the line.
And he actually predicted what was in this report, that the Senate would be tied and that Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz would break that tie, which she has that right to do. And we already knew that the House, there's so many more members of the House. There's 151 members of the House, 36 members of the Senate. So the House already has, and they've actually had the votes to pass it. So let's bring on our first guest. He is from No Toll CT. You know him. He's fairly regular here with us.
Tremendous.
Particularly
tremendous.
All throughout this transportation plan ordeal. He's going to give us a update. Patrick Sasser. Patrick, good morning.
Patrick, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Brad. Thank you for having me on again.
No, it's our pleasure. Thank
Fabulous.
You for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Absolutely.
So what is new on the on the front of No Toll CT?
Well, there's quite a bit,
okay.
And actually, you guys are going to be the first to hear this. I'm going to give you guys our latest announcement.
Wow, we're honored. Look at this.
I'm actually still fine-tuning the press release, so it hasn't even gone out yet, so you guys are the first to hear this.
All right, so hold on a second. Our listeners right here are the first ones to hear this from Patrick Sasser from No Toll CT. All right, let everybody brace. Let's all brace ourselves because...
Okay, so we all know about this town hall meeting that's supposed to take place in Westport on Sunday.
Sunday at 4 o'clock at Bedford Middle School in Westport. That's when the meeting is taking place. It was originally supposed to be Tuesday night. Right.
That, well, yes. So that leads to the story, right? This was supposed to be a Tuesday night event.
Yep.
A secret email went out. That email got exposed. All of a sudden, we couldn't commit to that event. You know, that got canceled, and, you know, no one was supposed to know about it. And then Monday morning by, 10 o'clock in the morning, bam, they had a meeting scheduled for Sunday afternoon at 4 in the afternoon, and it's a one-hour event on the most contested issue in the facing the state of Connecticut at the moment, and it's a one-hour event.
That's it. So it tells me it's not a hearing.
This is no forum at all. This is a sideshow. This is a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
This is for the governor to save face and say, I held a town hall meeting. And so the announcement is No Toll CT, our organization, we will be boycotting this town hall event, this sham of a meeting. And instead, we're urging our supporters, all No Tolls supporters in Connecticut, to get actively involved this weekend in all three of the upcoming special elections to support the candidates who have openly come out and said they are against tolls. It is now time that No Toll CT takes action. It's time that we now put people in office who are listening to we the people. And that is our announcement. That is what we are going to be spreading, and that is what we are going to focus on. The governor clearly is not changing his opinion on tolls. This is just a scam to tell people I'm holding a town hall meeting when it's a one-hour meeting with, you know, five or six speakers that are going to be up on the dais.
Mm-hmm.
So it is clear that this is just being put together for the governor to save face.
All right, Patrick, I've got a couple of questions, so I hope you can stick with us for a couple minutes here.
Absolutely.
All right. Number one. I truly understand the philosophy where if it's not, by definition, a true town hall meaning that there's a public forum where there's a Q&A session or, public hearing, you know, where you can offer testimony, whether you are in support or in opposition. It doesn't sound like that. It's going, that type of forum is happening. It sounds just more like talking heads and rah, 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 and no Q&A, nothing, right? Okay.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine how you could fit all that in a one-hour meeting.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly.
Right?
You couldn't. If there's a public, let me tell you, a true public hearing, oh, my goodness. When I was in the legislature, we'd have public hearings that start at 10 in the morning and will go till 2 o'clock in the morning. In other words, you've already went through 12, 13, 14, you're 16 hours in public hearings. And believe me, other than lunch, dinner, I was there for just about the entire duration.
And that's exactly how the public hearing was in Hartford last April in the Transportation Committee on tolls. It went for hours and hours and hours. Thousands of emails were submitted. It crashed the system up there, they said.
Oh, is that right?
More emails than they've ever gotten in the past. These things take a long time. The governor has been talking about these town hall meetings, and they rushed to schedule one now that and I just saw a report come out this morning that Dan Haar says that his sources in Hartford say they're looking to possibly vote on this Wednesday. So, you know, this town hall meeting is just for the governor to say, I held a town hall meeting in Westport, in probably
Westport.
The safest district
I
that he could
Westport.
Hold a town hall meeting.
Yeah.
We are going to focus our efforts now to put people in office who are against the tolls, who are against this new tax, and who are going to listen to we the people.
All right, well, let me go back to my questions then.
Sure.
All right, so I understand why you wouldn't be in the room, clearly, because you wouldn't even have an opportunity to voice your opposition. But here's what I don't understand, though, Patrick. Why not make your presence be felt outside the doors?
I think our presence will be felt greater by us not being there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's okay. The message. We've been at the Capitol almost every day. Almost every day last year, almost every day this year. You know, we have been everywhere. We have had over 30 rallies in different towns and cities. We have 27 towns and cities that have passed no tolls resolutions. We had 2,500 people at the Capitol at our rally. We've, just in the last couple of days, several hundred emails that we've been CC'd on that people have sent to their state senators. Numerous phone calls, you name it, we have done it. This is now the way to move this forward, is to now do what we've been saying. Vote for tolls, lose at the polls.
Right.
Well, this is how we're going to make our voices heard. We are going to support the candidates who have come out and said they are against tolls.
All right, well, but that special election doesn't take place until, what, the end of February, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, it's Tuesday?
Tuesday. Two of the elections are this Tuesday.
I thought it was February.
So we have candidates. One of them is in Fairfield. We have Brian Farnan.
Okay, so that was Brenda Kupchick's, a former colleague. She used to sit on one side of me my first term in the chamber. She is now the mayor of Fairfield, and she used to be the state representative for Fairfield. So that's Brenda Kupchick's spot. And also Greenwich, right? Isn't Fred Camillo's?
Camillo's, right. And now his special election is not this Tuesday. It's the following Tuesday.
Okay. So
the second one.
Oh, Linda Orange is, right?
Yes, that's correct. So Mark DiCaprio, who's running in the 48th district, that's Colchester, Lebanon, Mansfield, yeah, and Windham.
God bless Linda Orange.
So instead of our people taking the time on Sunday to stand in front of this, you know, dog and pony show that's going to take place on Sunday, it's more important that our people get involved, get out there, and hit the ground with these candidates.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I intend to do this weekend, and that's what I'm encouraging the rest of our No Tolls CT supporters to do the same.
All right, I have one more question, and I'm really running out of time. I've got less than 2 minutes.
Sure.
Okay. Once, I don't know if it was you I spoke with or Neil Tolhurst, who I know called yesterday and I just left the studio. It was like 9:01, and he left me a note, and I got to call him. I got to call him back. So, Neil, if you're listening, I'll call you after the show sometime today. You guys were in the process of contacting three senators and three state representatives every day. You'd have three new ones every day.
Yep.
And just because of time constraints and booking guests and so on and so forth, we're not able to get you guys on literally every day to talk about that.
Sure.
So we want to direct people to your website so that every day they can pick up three new names or six new names. Maybe it's three in the House, three in the Senate, whatever it is, whatever the formula is that you guys are using. Are you doing that again, where you're suggesting the public to contact these state senators and state representatives who are on the naughty list, so to speak, of voting for tolls? And by the way, I would think that they're in swing districts, right?
Absolutely.
Towns that can go either red or blue. So,
yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So we have a targeted list of senators, and we've been releasing those out. And we started again in the beginning of this week. And that's where, like I said, hundreds of emails we've been CC'd on each day that has gone to these senators. So, yes, people need to go to our website at notollct.org. They can see those senators that we have listed.
Who are the three for today? And I got less than a minute.
I don't have
okay.
The list in front of
That's
me.
What I can do. Because what I can do is every day, like starting today, then tomorrow, and then on Monday, I can disseminate over the airwaves.
Right. I think today,
the three new names.
We may have held off on that list today because of our focus now is going to be on these special elections for the next several days. But I believe the list is still up from yesterday, and people can still follow those names.
Patrick, I got to let you go. We're really up against a break, and it's a soft break, so I have a little leniency, and I gave you all the time I could, even beyond the normally scheduled time allotted for guests. So, thank you for the update. We really appreciate it, and let's try to get you back on in the early part of next week so we can find out what exactly transpired. Maybe you got to send somebody there, even conspicuously on Sunday, just to find out some of the meat and potatoes from that meeting.
We'll have eyes inside.
All right, there we go. That's all I'm looking for. Thanks so much for being with us, as always, Patrick. You are an asset to our cause here.